Robinson, St. Helena, California, January 2, 1906. Mr. Robinson, dear brother Robinson, keep close to the Redeemer, and let words of praise and thanksgiving flow forth from your heart and mind. Stand forth as a minister of righteousness. We may have the assurance that it is the privilege of every one to have who acts a part in the work of God. Let each one say, "If God smiles on me, and His peace fills my heart with joy and comfort, if He pardons my sins, I will rejoice in the assurance of a higher life, in the courts of the Lord, within the pearly gates. This hope I will claim as mine. It is more precious to me than gold or silver or precious stones. Keep this hope ever bright and the joy of Christ ever in the heart. If you walk with Christ, you will be ever learning. Hear His message, 'Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light.'" Matthew 11, verse 28-30. Will you not reveal that you have been learning of Christ, who gave His life to place you where, through learning the lessons He desires you to learn, you might reveal His character? As you learn of Jesus, you will show to the church and to the world the faith that works by love and purifies the soul. You can rest in Christ by wearing His yoke. In believing, you will have rest and peace and joy. When you find the peace and rest that Christ has promised, you cannot be otherwise than happy, for He gives you hope and assurance. Shall I dishonor Him by doubting His power? He will strengthen me to realize that I have rest through faith in Him, through wearing His yoke and learning of Him His meekness and lowliness. We are to bear the image of Christ in character and are to be amenable to the law of God. Then shall the world have decided evidence of the great advantages there are in being connected with the Lord Jesus Christ. When we receive Him as our Savior and learn daily His meekness and lowliness, we are standing on the broad platform of the King of Heaven, and the King acknowledges the humblest soul that serves Him. We do not half realize the advantages that are ours. Let us improve in this respect, that we may give evidence in every place of the power of the grace of Christ, each cheering the other. The Lord is our counselor. We are all laborers together with Him. I hope that the rich blessing of God will rest upon every one who has a part to act in connection with the Paradise Valley Sanitarium, indoors and out of doors. Let no one feel any discontentment. Put your whole hearts into the doing of the work that is essential. I sincerely hope that the entire building will soon be completed. Let all do all they can to help, that the completion of the building may not be hindered. To those who are working on the building, I would say, the Lord will strengthen and encourage you. I am with you in heart and mind. If God smiles on you, it is worth more than gold or silver. Let your hearts be hopeful, encouraging the peace of Christ. The assurance that our Savior was a carpenter and worked at the carpenter's trade with Joseph is a nice thought for the builders. In your morning service, consider this. The Prince of Heaven worked as you are working, with His hands. He left His high command in heaven, laying off His royal robe and kingly crown, and clothed His divinity with humanity, that through Him human beings might receive power to become the sons and daughters of God. He gives the power. If you believe in Him, He will make you co-laborers with Him. Each one, working in unity with others, will accomplish that which has a bearing on the whole. There is an organized system of duties in order that the perfection of the whole may be secured. There are duties for every one. There must be an architect to plan and to see that these plans are carried out. There must be carpenters, bricklayers, hod carriers, and painters. Thus only can the whole building be completed. The different lines of work can be accomplished without the sound of fault-finding. I have confidence that all will do their best, speaking cheerful words and depending upon the Lord's guidance. So with the work in the house. It can be made pleasant if every one will have a cheerful, happy heart and will work without complaining. The matron, the nurses, the bookkeeper, the cook, all have their respective duties. Let the pleasantness of a cheerful disposition be cultivated, for the Lord notes every movement and hears every word spoken. Those who are working on the land, taking care of the stock, and looking after the grounds, are to feel that they are filling their place, that they are part of the great whole and are essential. Ye are God's husbandry, ye are God's building. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 9. Each is to respect the other, and all are to make it pleasant for one another by cultivating the grace of Christ in patience, in kindly, encouraging words. Let past imperfections remain in the past. Reach forward to that which is before. Put away all discontent, all fault-finding, all murmuring, all disagreeable words. Let your conversation be in heaven, hence we look for our Savior. We are not honoring Christ when we repine and find fault and quarrel. Those who persist in doing this cannot enter heaven. We are to have a foretaste of heaven here below. We are to have refined, sanctified aspirations. We are to have worthy ambitions, always pressing on, always desiring higher good, always striving to represent the Lord Jesus in this life. We are to recognize the perfection of the example of Christ and reveal it to the world. We are to strive for the unity that means showing the love that Christ manifested in our behalf, to make it possible for us to secure the life that measures with the life of God. There is no excuse for any Christian to be discontented. Lay hold upon the assurance that comes from true service, from a faithful discharge of daily duties. Reflect the divine image in all your words and works, following the self-denying, self-sacrificing Redeemer in meekness and lowliness. In the place of complaining, rejoice. Never cast reflection on Christ by showing your disappointment in the way He has marked out for you. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again, I say, rejoice. One upon whom the sunshine of Christ's countenance is shining has no excuse for despondency. What we need today is the praise of thankful hearts proceeding from unfeigned lips. We need sunshiny Christians. We need Christians who at all times will offer praise and thanksgiving to God. Behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew Him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that, when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself even as he is pure. Whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law. And ye know that He was manifested to take away our sins, and in Him is no sin. Whosoever abideth in Him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth hath not seen Him, neither known Him. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as He is righteous. 1 John 3, verse 1-7.